By downloading this Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up, you've upgraded the next 30 minutes of your life. At Melbourne Airport Parking, upgrade from the long-term car park to the at Terminal T4 car park for just $15. When you book online and park before 12 September, melbourneairport.com.au.
Princess Diana is being talked about a lot lately. Everybody's come out of the woodwork to share stories of her life that she probably wanted to be kept private, but they continue, these trusted friends. Simone Simmons said she would speak to Diana for 10 hours a day. I mean, honestly, as if Diana had 10 hours in a day to talk to.
She was flat out.
Simone, who I've never heard of. But anyway, Simone claims to talk to Diana beyond the grave. She's given her opinion on Harry's girlfriend. Apparently Diana has told Simone she doesn't like her. She gives
so she talks to her now 10 hours a day?
No, she did when they were alive. Oh. She's saying that's how good friends they were.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can poke a hole in that. Cause
so now, yeah, she's got too much. Diana 10 hours. 10 hours is a long time.
Isn't it?
But now she just talks to her?
Like, talks to her during the week, yeah.
During the week.
Can she produce phone records to back that claim up?
Just
she
talks to her for free?
She
wouldn't get paid or anything.
No, it's just in her own time.
She must have much on.
So we ask the question, are you speaking to or have you communicated to somebody beyond the grave?
Maybe one of those medium dudes.
Yeah, well, maybe they're ringing. Madison in Lara. Hi, Madison.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Madison, have you spoken to somebody on the other side?
Well, my grandfather came to me in a dream when I was like 12, 11 years old and told me I just need to fix it. And after that, 4 weeks later, my parents separated.
So you just got this message from your grandfather saying you need to fix it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
chilling.
That is a bit weird,
yeah.
Isn't it creepy?
Or Maddie knew that their parents were having a bit of a rocky time.
And you think that was subconscious?
And then she
subconscious or not, I feel like it's all like sort has to sort of have a
connection,
deeper meaning or sort of thing to that.
Hope dreams come true. I had a dream I won $100 million on Tats Lotto a week ago.
God, that'd be brilliant.
I know, wouldn't it? I'll give you some if it comes true, Maddie.
Thanks for that, Madison. Lockie in Wattle Glen. Hi, Lockie.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, Lockie. Have you had an experience speaking to someone who has passed on?
Yes, I have. Me and my mates were playing a Ouija board a month or so ago, and we actually talked to my best friend's mum, who died a year ago.
So when you say talk to her, how did that work? So Ouija boards are the glass moves around,
that's
doesn't
a spell,
it?
Yes, they spell out words.
Spell words.
Yeah.
What did she say?
Yeah. So we did the circle thing and asked who was there. And it spelled out his mum's name, which was Donna.
How many people were in the room?
Four.
And the glass just moved?
Yeah, we had done a few games before that, and then that last one was the last one for the night.
Okay, that is really eerie.
How many frothies have you had?
No.
This was none yet.
None yet. Can you turn that music down?
No, it's eerie.
Really
we're trying
annoying.
To create atmosphere.
It's atmosphere.
It's really doing my head.
Thank you.
But
Lockie.
How does the glass move if it's not somebody moving it?
My dad used
curious.
To always want to bring out the Ouija board, which was a weird thing to want
to
do. I don't know
your kids,
what,
yeah.
Yeah. Jeff is a strange man.
One.
But I was
you'll
convinced.
As if I've never been more certain of anything, you will move the glass. If I have to look around the room and go, who's doing that? It's you.
He'll just make it spell stuff like Fev is a legend. Anyway, your hand's always on it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I you get a bit suspicious.
On it, you drag it along.
So somebody's moving it. Lisa in Bond Beach. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Lisa. Have you had a communique with someone from who's crossed over?
Yeah, so my great-granddad, when I was about five, he passed away. And I was getting ready to go to my nan's place in Swan Hill, getting ready for the train. And, he was just standing in my kitchen and he said to me, you've got to look after your little sister. And I was the youngest.
Oh, Lisa. And that's a vivid memory for you.
So 10 years later, my little sister was born after my mum had her tubes tied and she was told she wasn't able to have kids.
So at the time, you were the younger sister and they said you got told to look after your little sister and you're like, I don't have a little sister.
Yeah, I kept saying to mum, I'm like, what's he talking about? I'm the youngest.
That gave me goosebumps.
That's unbelievable. That's actually unbelievable.
That one is it that got me.
And she couldn't fall pregnant and then she had a baby.
No.
Wow.
So your great-grandfather...
I'm glad that call was last because that got me.
That was actually good, really good.
It?
Thank you, Lisa.
I like that.
It seems a bit tacky in the middle of something that was genuinely deep, but you're all in the running for the 50K as well.
About to say, can she win something?
50K to fly away, so good luck with
that
as well.
Got anything else? That was good.
Yeah, that was excellent stuff.
No other prizes?
Certainly in the running for the trip, which is great news.
You can only fly to people, to places here on Earth.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Okay, here we go. We're going to talk about The Bachelor last night. Fev, you missed it, but... yeah,
I did miss it because I was at footy training, but I spoke to the girls on the way home from footy training. They love the bloody Bachelor. They're all over it.
Yeah, it's bang on in their demo.
It's not good.
They love it. And they would have loved it last night because things got heated.
They said that. Yes. There was all arguments.
Because Kobe had her one-on-one date.
Yes.
And then the cocktail party afterwards is when Maddie walks around and he might grab somebody to spend 5 or 10 minutes with them. And
just have a quick pash behind the shelter shed.
Yeah. And Simone, who hasn't barely spoken to Maddie the whole time, she finally got some sit-down, chat with Maddie moment. And Kobe walked up and interrupted after like 2 minutes. And Simone said, look, oh, okay. So she's walked off. And the next minute, Kobe is in her date. Somebody else, I can't remember who it was. Somebody else came up.
Oh, just respect their space.
But wait for it. So Kobe, who's already interrupted at 8, then said, no, I'm still with Maddie. Sorry, you can't interrupt.
Oh.
And she'd already had a date. So everybody's turned on her. Leah, who's clearly turning out to be the villain of the series, she's gone nuts. Kobe, not very popular. But I want to go back to earlier on in the night. Because when Kobe had her single date, she did something interesting. And I always think it's very, very brave early in the courtship phase to bring out poetry that you've written for someone.
Yeah.
But she wrote a poem for Matt.
Something I would never do.
No.
I wouldn't know how to do it.
You'd do it well if you did. But here we go. This is a bit of Kobe reading her poem to Matt.
Well, I actually wrote you a poem. You'll see me smile, you'll see me laugh, and if I cry, it will be from happiness. You've only seen glimpses of who I am, but I have a sneaky suspicion you'll be a fan. I don't have a list or a little check sheet because being a good person comes to you naturally. You have a lot of great qualities that I've already seen, so thank you for sharing your journey with me.
Isn't that poem supposed to rhyme?
Yeah, it's more of a letter to him, isn't
that's
it?
Just, that's love just letter. That's just her saying what she thinks.
It's like a bad limerick.
But also, she's known him for like 2 weeks. Like, yeah. And I don't want to criticise her.
Can
for
I just
poetry.
Say, Boxy, you yeah. said you've only known, she's like, but 2 weeks in a place, because they're stuck in a house.
Yes.
So when I was in the jungle, I used to always think the same. How are you crying? How are you doing that? But when you're in a confined space for a period of time, they're with each other 24/7 for
they're
2 weeks.
They're not with Maddie.
No, no. Yeah, good point.
She sees Maddie like
three
times.
I'm going to go back to the paper.
No, I agree. Big Brother. No, you mean hard. If they're in the Big Brother house, they can fall in love quickly because that's intense.
Yeah.
But Matt's off in his own bachelor
pad.
You got me.
I got nothing.
No, good. But, Fev, you might like this. I think Kobe read her poem. I don't think there's a forum on radio for poetry to be read. And I think that we should open a door.
I hope you've got one.
Well, I don't want on me, but I was going to ask people listening if you've got some poetry.
I was trying to lead you into it because I thought you had one. But
I know, but
I'm off.
You out.
I've got to stop reading the paper.
You're out of the fact that I don't have a poem. I'm happy to do. You know what? No, I will lead the way because 131060. Ring us with your poems. Maybe you've learnt your poem.
Sure, you would have written one at Tintern.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've written heaps of poetry. I love poetry. I just don't have it on me and I haven't memorised it. But I'm happy to lead the way by writing a poem.
Okay, this is for Stephen.
Oh, no. I'm not doing a romantic poem.
It was his birthday.
Yeah, but that's like something I do to his face, not to you. That's weird.
Why don't you write
my birthday?
Poem to Fev.
Okay, here we go. To Fev. When is your birthday?
January 20th.
Okay.
Capricorn, sometimes I'm a Aquarius, depends. Anyway, whatever.
I don't know if this music will work, but it was all I had in the system.
Big brown eyes.
Poetry.
Okay. Fev, you are a wonderful friend, and I feel that we'll be mates till the very end. You were born on January 22nd, a Capricorn.
20th.
And when I think of you, I blow
what
my
is
horn.
Poo?
Whoa! You ruined her ending. She said she blew her horn over you.
Oh, that was a real compliment.
Anyway,
you blew your horn.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said poo-poo at the end over the top of it. 131060, let's get some poetry on the radio. Great concept from Fifi. Live poetry, not enough of it on FM radio.
Why are you playing sketch?
I don't know. It's all I could find under poetry
roses
music.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When I look at you, I want to go to the loo.
There we go.
Beautiful.
You're very good at this.
13, 10,
just made that up.
60. Give us a call.
You do one, Byron.
No, we'll take a break.
Yeah.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Can we... We're talking about The Bachelor last night where Kobe on her one-on-one date with Maddie J, she read him a poem and we played it. Fev, you were quite critical of it. It was less a poem, more just saying how she felt.
It was a statement.
It was a statement. And we said there's no real forum on radio for poetry to ring in and share things that you've written. So we said, why don't we open that door here on Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. So Rebecca from Mill Park
great
has
branding.
Called. Thank you.
Awesome.
Hi, Beck.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Really well. Now, what can you read the poem you've written?
Wherever you may be, let your wind blow free.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, that's very short. That's
Rebecca, I love that. And it could also apply
quote.
To our inspirational quote
it
segment.
Is.
So it's sort of led over into this one. Wonderful, Beck. Thank you. Loved that. Very brief. Alex from Narre Warren. Hi, Alex.
G'day, guys.
Hey, Alex. You got a poem?
Yeah, I do. Roses are red, violets are blue. I was born beautiful. So, Fev, what happened to you?
Oh! Sort of incorporating bullying into poetry.
No, I'm only joking.
Nah, fun one.
You're right, Fev.
Fun one.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Thanks, Al.
There we go.
That was cute. I liked that. It was like a Roses are Red poem for you.
Well, it's very good that our listeners incorporate one of us. It's great.
It is nice.
Topical.
It's very good. It sounds like you're doing a bit of media monitoring today. You've got your radio analytical.
it's a bit of TCL.
TLs. Yep.
That's a technical radio term.
TSL.
TSL.
Time spent listening, Fair. We always want to increase that time spent listening.
Hume.
Brett. America from Broadmeadows. Hi, Brett.
What?
Good morning.
What's his name?
His name's Brett America.
Brett America?
Brett.
Well, America's a nickname.
Oh, cool. Ah. Brett, am I to write and guessing you're from America?
Yes.
Nice. What part of America?
Southern California.
Oh,
SoCal in the house.
Oh, man,
now, Brett, you are in fact a poet. I'm being told you're a poet.
Yes, I'm a writer.
Oh, this is fabulous, Brett. This is exactly the sort of kudos we need to bring to this segment, this sort of gravitas. We've got an actual poet. Brett, would you mind reading one of your poems?
He actually prefers
to,
sorry to cut you off there, his performance name is in fact America. So if you could stop calling him Brett, please.
Sorry, America.
Oh, well, I don't mind Brett, but America is what everybody knows me by. And if I want to
say America.
Oh, okay, America.
The floor is yours, baby.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Heartbroken. It hurts too much to hold you or to look into your eyes. To know that you can't love me, for love is a present that you despise. But I still indulge these feelings that continue to arise. For I cannot help but fall in love every time I look into your eyes.
Oh, I love
America. A lot of eyes work.
America, that was beautiful. Did you write that for anyone in particular?
Yes.
Me?
No, sorry, Ben.
Thank you there, America.
Wow, that was real talent we had on the show there, guys.
Good stuff,
like,
bud.
That's an actual poet. America is a bona fide poet, Fev.
Yep, I think he was good, but yeah. I reckon Byron was number one.
Byron had time to prepare. I've yet to prepare a poem.
Oh, here we go.
How did you come into that?
How did this turn into a competition?
It's just that I'm just saying I did a poem on the fly.
Yeah, so did Byron.
No, he wrote it. You know, I can write one that's just
okay, write one.
Shall I come back with it?
Yeah, after the 7 o'clock
news. What do you want
news.
To be about?
Up to you.
About Fev. He pointed
at himself. Be creative.
Okay.
The best
write it
poem.
About Trixie. Write it about our job.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Guys, you just noticed this. Something just crossed my desk. And it's a little story I'd like to share.
Yeah, for people who don't know, she's got a sushi train of news stories. I just guess I'll take that one. Oh, no, thank you. That one's on a blue plate. Too expensive.
I like this one. Well, this one's clearly just rice and cucumber because it wasn't really that expensive.
How annoying is that?
We haven't got the grilled sashimi. Yeah. But anyway, no, this is interesting. So,
can I just say how annoying that is when you think it's avocado and zucchini? Oh, kill
so
me. Shoot me in the face.
Cucumber, even worse.
Yeah, okay, so we all know Tinder. Lots of people have fun on Tinder. No one here in this room. We're not Tinder lovers. I've never been on Tinder, never had a profile, but it is the whole swiping right, swiping left. People love it. Now, it can go wrong, and we all know this, particularly when you swipe right
people
or you swipe
love
left.
It.
People, they do. My friends love it. I sit there. I do it for them. Anyway.
Oh, hang on a second.
That's another phone up for another day.
Yeah, that probably is. But anyway, so how's this?
No, go.
No. So there's a guy and a girl. They are on the same train. So they do the same commute from work, get to the same train station, get on the same line every day at the same time. So they've ended up seeing each other's profiles and liking them. So then they're at the train station, meet. Oh, hey, you know, we've ended up in the same spot. This is why, because we obviously have the same travel habits. They spend a few mornings traveling together, getting to know each other. Then she notices one night that he has unfollowed her or disconnected the whole connection on Tinder. And she's like, well, how is this going to play out in the morning? So she turns up at the train station and he just ignores her. Like she's not there.
Oh.
They get on the train. It's like she doesn't exist. They're in the same carriage sitting there and he's pretending she doesn't exist and this has continued.
Wouldn't you own it? Now, just say, I can't win them all and just own it and just move on?
No, he's absolutely I know there's lots of terms for ghosting, but this is one of those descriptions of ghosting where you just, in the world of dating, you pretend it never happened and you don't even know the person.
Nice. Take a train 10 minutes beforehand.
I know.
Be a point. Gentleman.
I know. But and do you know what this has done to her? And I don't blame her. She is now living with anxiety. Every day she gets up knowing she is about to see somebody she dreads seeing. And I don't know if anyone's gone through that in 13, 10, 60. Is there somebody that you dread seeing every day? You go out of your way to avoid them. For instance,
I'd hire a good-looking model. Like a hot bloke, if I was her.
Yeah.
And go to the train station with him. And he'd get so flat. He'd be swiping back right again.
But I know this is in the world of dating, but one of my girlfriends, she worked at a television network, and she started seeing the son of one of the women who worked high up in publicity.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she was working on the same floor. So that was like her future mother-in-law worked at the office. Anyway, when she broke up with the boyfriend, she had to see his mum every day at work. And I remember her telling me stories about getting in different, like the lift doors open and she saw her ex-boyfriend's mum there. She'd like run down the corridor and just that awkward thing, whether it's somebody you've kissed or like you've got a romantic connection with or just somebody you've had a fight with and you've got to see them every day. Who right now, if you're on the way to work, who are you dreading seeing when you get there?
I love that question.
I used to have a few of the boys at the footy club back in the day. We had the old Heatley stand. So when you walk into the footy club, you go down the corridor and there's the change rooms. But there was also like an over one where you walk up the stairs and you can walk over. And if you did that, you bypass the coach's room. So down that hallway, we've all got all the past 200 game players. You walk down, there's only one room from the office to the change rooms and it was the coach's office. And if you walked down and the door was open, he'd sit there and he'd be able to see it. So he'd call you in and you didn't want that. So you dreaded it because when you train, you're obviously out there, but you're in a group of 40. So the coach really can't just have a one-on-one.
Yeah.
If you walk past that door,
yeah.
Come in here, son, and have a chat. And you're like, So every morning I'd stand there and watch all the people that went over the bypass, all the blokes that went through. It was the pisser.
Oh, man, it would have been so much more awkward too if you'd matched your Tinder date with Pagan as well.
Oh, God, sorry.
Who do you dread seeing? We'll take your calls after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
We are talking about when you've got someone in your life, and they're not actually in your life, but they're somebody you see on the periphery. Maybe it's someone in the office. Maybe it's someone, we were telling this story about a girl at a train station, a guy just completely disconnected with her on Tinder and on social media. They'd been seeing each other a few times and then he acted like she didn't exist. But every morning she gets up and has to go to the train station and see the guy. So she's dreading it, filled with anxiety. And there's nothing worse than when you have a fallout with somebody or you break up with someone and then they're there at work every day. Fev, you're looking at me smiling. Why?
Just, I was just going to say, it's like when your old, all your older ex-boyfriends that you never break up with, but they hear every morning on the radio.
Well, it's
they'd avoid Fox.
I don't mind giving
you can't. Who can avoid this?
This peek behind the curtains, because Thorno was there for this. We were in a meeting one morning. Do you remember this? And our general manager at the time came up and said, "Oh, Fee, can we just have a moment with you?" And I went, "Oh, gosh, what's going on here?" So I got pulled aside by our managers, and they said, "We just want to let you know that we're hiring one of your ex-boyfriends and he'll be working in the sales team." I remember saying, "Yeah, that's fine. Good, that's great. Great news." I mean, it was good that they let me know.
Sure.
It was all very, and we're very amicable and we really like each other.
Then you went to work and they're no longer here.
No, he's not here anymore. But that.
I was going to say, Fev, you heard her voice go up an octave?
That's fine.
We've all heard that time before, have we not?
That's fine.
He never really kicked on, did he?
Yeah, that's fine. Just as a side note, do you want to go out to the balcony? He will never be back here again.
No, he's lovely. Jenna. Jenna in Doveton. Hi, Jenna.
He's also looking for work if you're interested.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Jenna, are you dreading seeing someone at work today?
No, not today. I actually don't have to deal with it anymore, thank gosh. But before my husband and I got married, we used to live with his mum for a couple of months. And things turned sour really quickly and it got really awkward between me and his mum, because she started really disliking me when she realised that I had a backbone and wouldn't, like, stand for things that she said that I didn't like. And so I had to wake up every single morning and see her first thing.
Oh, that's horrible. That would end the relationship, surely, just that alone.
No. Well, between me and her, yes, but yeah. I'm now married to him. So
oh, dear. Well done. Oh, you pushed through it. That's a sign of a really strong relationship when you can get through that.
Well done,
now
Jenna.
She's out in the granny flat out the back.
Bloke is in a world of hurt.
Isn't he?
He hates his life.
Hannah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you dreading or have you dreaded seeing someone every day?
Thankfully, it's over now. But last year, I was living with my boyfriend and a housemate. Boyfriend and I broke up about 6 months into the lease and no one could move. So we continued to live together for 6 months.
Oh, oh no. That's hard. Oh,
that is so...
Living with somebody. I've got another story. So remembered.
May I just for the record say, I'm not surprised. Carry
when
on.
I was living in London and we were all sort of dossing in a group house.
Was that when you were a nanny? People.
No, yeah, it was before I was a nanny. So I was in a group and one of the guys, remember up night late, we were watching something like The Gremlins, a scary horror movie, and he made a move and I rejected. I went, no, not interested. And every day.
Oh, really?
I had to
Mugwai wasn't doing it for you? It wasn't
okay. And every day I had to see him and it was awful. I had to move out. That's awful when you have to see someone every day because you live with them. Oh. Anyway, we're going into some good backstories here.
Just passion.
No, I didn't want to. Karen.
Just passion.
Karen in Croydon. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Karen, are you dreading seeing somebody right now?
I am actually, yes.
Oh, dear Karen, who is it? What's going on?
My ex-husband and I are both driving instructors. And every time we get a drive test, we meet at Vic Roads almost.
Oh, Karen, what's it like? I mean, is it amicable or...?
Initially, I was the one who was just a nervous wreck. But I've managed to work through everything. And now he's the one who just doesn't either come into Vic Roads, he leaves his student by themselves or...
Oh,
that's not good.
It's really... funny for me now.
Who was, out of interest, who was the driving instructor first?
We started the business together.
Oh,
and then,
okay. But,
yeah. I don't trust this situation. You've got a 15-year-old sitting next to you and you're like, hit the floor, go 100, I need to get out of here, it's awkward.
It'd be like that scene off Days of Thunder when Tom Cruise and that are in the hospital in the wheelchair and they hate each other and they race.
Good reference.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
A musical phenomenon was created. A radio game changer was ignited. 2014 on the Fox R&B Fridays was born.
Drums.
History in the making.
R&B Fridays.
R&B Fridays.
Taking over.
Yeah, man.
You ready?
R&B bangers and booty shaking mashups.
We the best music.
Hold up. Jump around.
Don't drop it like it's hot.
Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Edit.
Gotta get that.
Check 1, 2.
The Fox took R&B Fridays
from your radio.
I didn't stop jumping, I didn't stop screaming.
Come on!
To the stage.
Let's go!
R&B Fridays Live.
Put your hands in the air.
Sing along!
Was born. 5 sellout shows around the country. 11 R&B superstars. 50,000 fans packed arenas across 5 cities.
R&B Fridays!
To experience the biggest R&B party in Australian history.
Thank you!
Now,
all right.
Get set to party up.
Sing!
And get down.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
To Australia's biggest R&B party going around.
Yeah.
R&B Fridays Live 2017.
You ain't here to party!
Is here.
Back to it.
Back with the biggest names on your block.
Let me hear you scream.
Make some noise.
This is What's Up.
Craig David.
What's your favorite thing you feel?
Hey, listen up, Melbourne.
Craig David in the building.
Let's get this R&B Friday party started.
Neo.
It's your boy Neo.
Coming to perform live just for you.
Turn your radio up.
Sean Paul.
I got the right temperature.
R&B Friday live. Check it out.
Kelly Rowland.
Kelly, this ain't gonna be easy.
This is it.
Khalees.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, bring, bring,
in Vogue.
Bring, bring.
Christina Milian. Mario.
You should let me love you.
Monifa. Rough Ends.
CJ Horizon.
And
R&B Friday's Live 2017 is coming.
Hosted by Fat Man Scoop.
Fat Man Scoop. Face, slap.
The only place you catch these stars live is exclusively on R&B Friday's Live stage.
Melbourne. 12th Booty Shake Drop and Download.
The Fox and Frontier Touring presents R&B Friday's Live 2017. Friday, October 20th. Hisense Arena. Tickets on sale Thursday, August 10th. From Ticket Tech. So don't miss out on your ticket. From the home of R&B Fridays across Melbourne. R&B Fridays Live on the Fox.
Hey!
Woo! Back. How good is it? How is that?
Batman Scoop. He's
Neo.
Hosting.
Sean Paul Khalees.
Dave.
Manifa.
Dave Craig.
This is Craig David.
Oh, that's him.
This Neo. This is hot.
Craig David presents. Oh, wow.
How about it? Now, guys, October 20, Hisense Arena. The tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Thursday, August the 10th.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Long-term, at terminal, premium or valet. Book at Melbourne Airport Parking and take your parking to the next level.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron's long-term parked.
We've been doing this all week and we have saved the biggest for last.
So for the last week, you've heard our listeners break out of long-term parking, taking something in their relationship that's parked to the next level. We've had a guy ask a friend out.
I was wondering if you'd like to go on a date and give it a shot.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
A guy asked to move in together.
Would you consider moving in with me?
Is this a joke?
And a girl tried to lock down a wedding date.
Spending a date for our wedding.
Yeah, okay.
But today, we took it to the next level. We asked Chrissy to come into Fox FM.
Now, we've got Chrissy in the studio with us.
Chrissy.
Chrissy.
Hi.
Now, Chrissy, you've been in a relationship with Anthony, your boyfriend, yep. for 11 years.
Yes.
That's a long time.
That's a long time to be long-term parked.
Yeah,
long
it
time.
Is.
We've known each other for a very long time, almost over 20 years.
Oh,
wow. High school sweethearts.
Actually, primary school. We went to primary school together.
Chrissy's pregnant with their first child.
How far pregnant are you?
I'm due on the 7th of November, so we're more than halfway.
This is your first?
Yeah.
But there's a reason they're not engaged yet.
We went out for dinner with friends, and he and his mate, but for some reason the conversation of weddings and marriage came up, and they decided to have a bet. And the bet is, they decided that the person who got married first loses a $50 bet.
Oh!
person who gets married first.
Oh, my God.
She hasn't got a ring on her finger because of a $50 bet.
Chrissy has no idea, but we're about to make Anthony lose that ridiculous bet. Chrissy thinks she's been whisked away to a waiting room for the next part of the segment.
How are you going?
Good.
Fine?
Yep.
It's fine?
Yep.
Perfect. Awesome. All right, so come on, baby.
But waiting in that room secretly is her boyfriend, Anthony.
Pretty nervous, yeah.
Anthony's taken the day off work to come in. He's dressed in a beautiful suit and Chrissy has no idea what's about to happen. Safe to say, Anthony is about to lose that bet.
Hi.
Come here.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to ask you something. Try and hold it together.
No, I'm trying.
I know that we've had our ups and our downs. And that we've gone through a lot of things together. But it's always brought us back together and made us stronger and closer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I annoy you more than any person
to
ever annoy you. But I'd like to ask you something.
I thought I wouldn't be a crier.
Will you marry me?
Yes. Is it the... Whenever you asked. I think I want to marry you. I love you.
I love you.
Damn you for keeping it a secret. Making me cry.
Congratulations!
Oh, was that a bit of a surprise?
It was a really big surprise because I thought I was hiding something from you.
Here's your $50 to pay, mate.
There you go,
mate.
You lost a bet.
And thanks to Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron and the Fox, Melbourne Long-Term Parking are going to give you $3,000 to go towards your wedding.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Or baby clothes. Whatever you want. Nappies.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Sharenting is a new term that's really only been around for a little bit.
Is that parenting when you share your kids?
Oh, thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it's the idea, it's become an increasingly controversial term as social, basically the way parents share photos or images of their children on social media. So it's called sharenting, but it's being controversial because people are either very anti it and come out and say, nope, you shouldn't put any photos of your children on social media, to the point where Ofcom have come up with a report saying that 56% of people prefer to keep their family photos away from social media. And it is a divisive topic. And I know that people in the spotlight, celebrities, come under fire a lot. And I know David and Victoria Beckham, they've been criticised a lot for putting up photos of their children, particularly their little five-year-old girl, on social media.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Well, whose business is it that you post your own kids' photos? It's got nothing to do with anyone else.
Fev, a great point. Gosh, everyone's loves being judgmental and criticise other people's parenting. Why? Who? I couldn't agree more.
Is the criticism that you're forcing your child to be famous? Is that the criticism?
No, just sharing. They're photos of them and their private life, and maybe that I think it's because your baby has no choice. So your child has no choice. And I don't know, maybe they just...
No, what we have no choice in is when people follow you around like Paps and take photos of you in the middle of nowhere and then post it.
Yeah, well...
That's what's not on.
Thank you, Fev, because that's what I was going to address, and I can only speak on behalf of me and what I've gone through. So why I decided early on to upload photos of my daughter Trixie to social media were because there. I'll never forget when I was leaving the hospital and she was 5 days old and I went straight, my poor granny, she was in the process of passing away and I raced out to the nursing home and I remember getting Trixie, I'm a new mum, never had a baby before, I'm trying to get my daughter out of the capsule, I don't know how the capsule works, I've just got out of hospital, I've just had a caesarean. And there was a man trying to take a photo from behind a gate, a fence. And there I am. I literally got one of those, what do you call it, muslins wraps. And I'm putting it over her face, but I'm worried I'm suffocating her. And I'm thinking, why? I don't want this. It felt so invasive having this man take a camera, a photo of my five-day-old baby.
We had the same thing, Boxy, when Lulu was born, because we had her here at the Masada.
Yeah.
And I was living in Brisbane, so we come down for the birth. Well, Alex for the birth, and I'd come with her. and we got back to Brisbane Airport like about five days later. Yeah. And I've gone and got the car out of the long-term parking.
Good plug.
Good plug. I think it was out of the T1. Yeah, anyway. And there was a pap there, and Alex had just given birth.
Mm.
And the bub's 5 days old, and it was in the paper. She hates that photo.
Well, I know. Well, see, the other thing is, so I figured out early on, oh, I'm not going to get any choice in this. So Trixie's going to be in Woman's Day, a new idea, whether she likes it or not. And what Trixie deals with, and she deals with more and more because she's now four, so she's aware of it, are strange men in bushes taking photos of her while she's playing at the park.
Ridiculous.
Or we walk out of the front door and there's a man with a camera standing behind a tree or a pole. So I, as a mum, want to protect her from that. So if I upload photos to Instagram, suddenly,
doesn't give them
there's
a job.
Less photo. There's less creepy men standing in bushes taking photos.
Well played.
So I feel like I have to say that because I did. I have had a few people occasionally put up on when I upload a photo of her. I've had a couple of trolls make comments and say things like, "Well, I don't think you should put photos of your daughter up."
Well, obviously and they don't listen to our show, Boxy, because she rings in all the time.
What a talent!
And I'm
that
not
kid
one
is
for defending my actions.
You don't need to justify it. So don't. You don't.
You're
need
right.
To.
So
you
and the only reason to. I brought it up was because I think the people criticizing people for however they parent. Guess what? Just mind your business. Focus on your own backyard. People exactly are making their own decisions for their own
and
reasons.
On another note, Boxy, we went to the snow and we had a pap following you, so we can't really hang out with you because they don't want my kids in there either.
Well, I ended up somehow a new idea, nude tobogganing, because they were following Fief and they've got us nude tobogganing in
it. So you mean the guys hiding?
Make it.
It was a disaster.
Wait, you mean the guys hiding in the bushes hoping you get a photo of a kid doesn't and gets a rakish 82-kilogram
exactly
spindly man with pale skin?
And you witness that. We're making fun of it. But think about that. She's four. She's having her first ski lesson and there's two men in the bushes.
Ridiculous.
Following around taking photos. I mean, that's her life.
And for all those people that have no life and comment on stuff like that, my seven-year-old daughter literally walks past me and says, "Hey, Dad, I'm looking on. Put this on Insta."
I'm looking on.
She does. Lulu, I'm on. Put me on Insta.
Good stuff. Hey, the announcement for R&B Fridays Live. You got Craig, David, Neo, Kelly, Rowland, Sean, Paul.
That Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up was delivered directly to your ears, valet style. Next time you fly, you can upgrade to valet parking as well for only $20 when you book online and park before 12 September in the at terminal T1, T2, T3 car park. melbourneairport.com.au.